Good afternoon, friends. It's a pleasure to have you joining with us, and thank you for giving off your time. Man to my right here is Dr. Stephen Pollock. He's a good friend and has been for many, many years. And he's serving the Lord in Philadelphia, or just outside Philadelphia, a place called Malvern in the state of Pennsylvania. And Stephen has been with us today preaching the word, and we've been blessed. So just ask our brother to stay behind after a morning service and just tell us, brother, simply how you came to know the Lord and what the Saviour means to you. I'll just move that maybe a wee bit so it's not focusing too much on you.
Very good. Thanks, Roger. No, it's good to be able to share my testimony. I had a good morning here with folks in Lisburn, and this church was really home church for us for several years. We first got married, so it's nice coming back to Lisburn today. I always think when the Lord has saved me, in many ways it comes around to the scriptures, and my life and ministry even revolve around the same sort of theme. My parents was raised in a Baptist church in Ballymena, and parents loved the Lord and took us to church. And after I was converted, I could look back to my mid-teenage years and see that I had a major issue with the Bible. I stopped going to church. I became reluctant to go to church. And when I did go to church, I determined to do everything I could not to hear the word. And hearing the word was the big thing. My rebellion was not in external sins, as many people would see it, and probably people thought I was a Christian young person in the church. But I hated the Bible. I had no time for the word of the Lord. And then when I was 16, I ended up getting involved in a fairly minor road traffic accident. I was crossing a road and I got clipped in the heel by a car passing. And that certainly caused me to think about life. I didn't know Proverbs 27, boast not thyself of tomorrow. I didn't know that verse. But I was aware that life was fragile now. I wasn't indestructible. Mm-hmm. And that kind of began some months of turmoil and confusion and seeking the Lord and considering life. And then later that summer, about 2 months later, a bit less, maybe 6-7 weeks later, I was in a church and I was reading Ephesians chapter 2, by grace you saved through faith, not yourself, it's a gift of God. And reading that, I understood what had happened to me over the previous months, that the looking to the Lord, the faith in Christ, things I couldn't have articulated in those days. But I understood God had saved me by his grace. He had changed my heart. And he had given me a desire to look to Christ. And that Christ was my only hope, the only saviour. It wasn't in me. I couldn't do anything. I didn't deserve it. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't seeking salvation. But the Lord had saved me. And I mentioned the word because suddenly I was now 16. Having hated the word for a few years, I was now at a point, this Bible lived. For the first time ever. I was like, oh wow, this makes sense. God's grace, I didn't deserve it. Salvation, forgiveness, power to beat sin. All those things were really true and real. And I'm very thankful for that. The Lord gave me hunger for the word straight away. Church attendance, wanting to know more about the truth, reading good books. Things I look back on now, and I took it for granted then. But I look back now and say, well, the Lord was doing a work in my life.
Yeah.
You know, very quickly, as soon as I was converted, gave me a real burden to understand and to share the word with others. And that kind of desire for people to hear the word is again what's undergirded my ministry. I first felt called to the ministry when I was 17, and in the Baptist church, and the pastor told me, if you can do anything else, do it.
Yeah,
and then 12 years later, under Dr. Cairns' preaching in Ballymena, he said the same thing in a sermon on the call of Moses. He said, if you can do anything else, do it. And at that point in my life, 12 years later, I couldn't do anything else. I had pursued a career and very content in the career, but I knew that God had called me to be a minister of the gospel.
Yeah.
And so went into my field and did my training. Yeah. But again, with this burden, people need to hear the word.
Yeah.
You know, the centrality of the Bible as a means whereby people come to know and love the Savior. And so that I hope when people come to our church, I hope that's what they get, this Bible-centered church life, that the Bible governs our singing, our praying, it governs our the readings we have, of course the preaching, but all of it is Bible-centered because it's not about us. You know it's not. It's not about what we are involved in the ministry. It's about getting Christ's word out to the people. It strengthens the saints, saves the lost, and the power of the word of God. So. That's a very quick synopsis.
Well, thank you.
Thank the Lord you, did in my life. Yeah,
no. And just as you said in the service this morning, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God's exalted his word above his name. And that's what we hold forth. It's called the Word of Life in the scriptures themselves. And Stephen, you have ministered in Ulster for a number of years, and then you've gone out to Malvern, which is not far from the city of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. So if anybody lives in that locality, your service is church hard to find, or is there probably need to go into Google Maps or something?
And yeah, it shouldn't be hard to find. Those who know the Malvern area, it's the junction of 401 and Sweetford Road. That's a very well-known area. The DMV is about 1 minute drive from the Malvern Church. Again, those who may be watching on, they would know that landmark. Yeah. It's not hard to find. We worship 11 and 6, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. on the Lord's Day. We have a 10 o'clock Sunday school hour in the morning for everybody. It's an adult Sunday school class in the morning. So 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and then 6 p.m. And then we have a prayer meeting and Bible study on a Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday evening.
Yep. So, and you're online as well.
Sermon audio. Yeah. Malvern. If you search Malvern FPC, you'll find us in Sermon Audio. Yeah, I'd be glad to have new listeners. Absolutely.
Well, friends, tune in and listen to this brother's ministry. He's got a great ministry there in Malvern. And we wish you God's blessing. And thank you for taking a few moments to share your testimony.
Very glad. Thank you, Roger.
Okay. God bless, friends. We'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.